76.
Welcome to America Tonight. Coming up, Casey Anthony. Oh, I know. You're sick of hearing about it. But there is another piece to the puzzle. The release date has been set, so we'll give you all the details on that. Kate Delaney's my name. We like to zig and zag back and forth. As I'm fond of saying, I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, confused, furious, or looking for that third-party option. Ooh, I'm right there with you on the third party. We're sitting in that same pew in that same church because I'm so tired of the nonsense. I am so sick of the word debt, connected to ceiling, connected to deficit, all of it. It's nonsense. I mean, listen, could we be in a little bit of debt? Sure. Do you have to occasionally do the spending thing? Sure. But to the place where we are now, when they're building these blocks, and somebody thinks, geez, this is 14 trillion, that's a pretty saucy number. How is that going to happen? How are we reducing that? It's like the commercials. If you haven't seen them, let me describe it for you. I think it's IMG. I'm not trying to plug them, but it's their brilliant idea, their ad campaign. Where somebody's walking around, they got numbers underneath them, a million and a half or whatever. This is your number that you need to retire comfortably. And there's a guy who has his number, and he says, hey, what's your number? Guy's on the hedge. And he said he didn't have a number. Well, he's just throwing money. You know, what are you doing? I don't have a number. So that's the thing. How can they not know as you sit in that chair and you're building? It's like, hey, I always say, where's the priorities? To be certain, of course, we live in a big, crazy world with lots of technology pulling us in all kinds of directions. But anybody in business knows you have the priority list. And when you are drowning in red, at some point somebody has to say, okay, listen, we got to put the brakes on all this other stuff. It's important, yes. We have these committees, absolutely. But we got to focus. Really, really focus on what we're going to do here. But the reason they can't focus is because they're too busy with CYA and getting reelected. It's not that it can't happen. It's not that there can't be these priorities. And, yes, they can have differences. And, yes, they can walk away and not like each other's point of view, meaning the two parties. But again and again, we're playing the same old song. It's getting old. It's beyond old. I would have thrown this record away a long time ago. Here's the White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, explaining that, you know, Thursday was D-Day, in a sense, because there was more meetings with the president talking about, okay, we'll give you a little of this if you give us a little of that. And the debt talks now have turned to Social Security cuts. Yeah. They're talking about cutting Social Security, like cost of living, measuring it in a different way, using a different method, using the chained consumer price index to determine that, saying that they could possibly lop off maybe $112 billion over 10 years, and they would raise taxes by $60 billion, and they would cut pensions and veterans' disability payments by $24 billion. We always embrace our veterans so well, don't we? Anyway, here's Jay Carney talking about the debt talks and no real movement.
Fact is, the president's position has not changed at all since January. We do not believe, and we think there's ample economic evidence to back this up, that Social Security is really an issue when we talk about our near and medium-term deficits.
Really, not an issue, but yet this is the thing that emerges where they talk about, okay, yeah, we're agreeing on this. All the economists are saying that we should do that, that we should look at truly the CPI, because that measures what's happening in the economy in a much better way. So that's what we need to do. So the so-called Gang of Six resurfaced during a meeting between the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, and the House Democrats, and that what the Democrats are saying
when they pressed Geithner on the issue and they didn't rule it out, they didn't rule out in these debt talks this new method of measuring, which would then change Social Security. So Obama meets with the top dogs in Congress, and they hash out the plan that could ease the debt limit increase, because we, of course, have this deadline that's looming. There's always a deadline, right? They're deadline junkies in D.C. August 2nd is the deadline, and they're saying that the meeting was constructive and, I love this term, frank. It was a constructive and frank meeting, even though we are far apart on a wide range of issues. So that tells us really nothing, except for that they're going to work through the weekend, and then they're going to get together again on the 10th and see if they're going to be able to come up with a way to meet each other's bottom lines and then do some hard bargaining. So we're still back to the same thing. Cutting, taxing, cutting, taxing, cutting, taxing. The one interesting thing that was said is, remember, at one point Obama said delicately that they were going to use a scalpel when they talked about cutting things, when they talked about cutting programs, whatever. Now they're back to saying they need a machete. So that times have changed on that. At the same time, Republicans, some, are saying the loopholes, they're willing to discuss closing some loopholes. And what loopholes would they be? Probably some on deductions, which would could be harmful to those who have the small business. I mean, that's where it gets dicey. The corporate giants, it's different for them versus the mom and pop shops, which make up so much of the United States still. You know, small businesses. And certainly in the internet era, you got a lot of that. I call it, in a way, rogue companies. Let's throw stuff against the wall and see what happens. Get a bunch of creative people together and form a company. That's what spurs new ideas often and new jobs and things that, you know, sail off and beyond the Googles of the world. Remember, Google was created basically in a garage. But a lot of that synergy, a lot of that would be hurt if those kind of loopholes were closed. So what specifically are they talking about? That's what I want to know. The broad strokes are easy. It's really the fine print. You always have to know what the fine print is there. Is it a little technical change? Is it a serious change? What does it mean? And the chained index is really belt tightening for, I think it, again, hits people who form the middle class, not the higher income tax rates. I don't think so. That's what they say, but it doesn't, that's not what it is. It creeps back into the middle of the pack folks who are slowly falling all the way down. I mean, we really are just losing the middle class. So let's see. Let's see if they come up with this, if they come up with a new way to measure with current inflation and all that kind of stuff, what the number would be. Hey, they haven't given cost of living increases with Social Security anyway in the past 2 years. All right, it's time to lighten the load, believe it or not, rather right out of the gate. We're going to tell you what's new at the movies with our cheap movie review.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Each and every week, we know you're tired of just talking about what's happening, blah, 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 in our nation's capital and everything else that has been buzzing around the water cooler, like the Casey Anthony trial and whatnot. It's good to escape. It's good to kind of get away from all the headlines, all the nonsense, all that buzz in your ear. And just kick back maybe and go and watch a flick or bang a few golf balls, as I often say on this show. And I'm a big movie fan. I think it is a great escape. If you have kids or grandkids, or I've got a nephew who's 9 who's visiting me, just a precious kid who loves movies. So it's a good combination for me. Movies and some sports. So I'm going to take him to see this movie, and it's called, Kevin James is the star, and it's called Zookeeper.
Hey, what's that?
It says, will you marry...
Will you marry me?
No.
Really?
I know it shouldn't bother me that you're a zookeeper, but it kind of does.
Really?
5 years later, the world's most devoted zookeeper...
Come on, Donald. Let's move you out of the sun.
...is getting a second chance.
I hope my being here doesn't make you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. So uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I got it. Oh, God, it's barbed. Okay, so, hey, how you doing?
Now.
Offer's still on the table for you to come work with me at the dealership.
That is how you get a girl like Stephanie.
I gotta get out of the zoo.
The animals of the Franklin Park Zoo will have to do the unthinkable.
Griffin, we need to talk.
Oh, crud.
How long have you been able to talk?
Let's see. Today's Tuesday, so, always.
You're the best zookeeper we ever had.
We don't want you to leave.
You listen to us. We'll show you how to get the girl.
You think I should just maybe ask her out?
All right, now slow it down, hotshot.
You need to unlock your inner bear.
Well, no.
Roar.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey!
Never let a rival dictate the outcome of a situation. How weak.
Oh, sweet nanny, that is painful. Oh.
Are you okay?
Mind if I ask you a question?
Anything.
Is TGI Fridays as incredible as it looks?
It's pretty good.
No, not cool.
Kevin James.
The best way to attract a female is to be seen with another female.
Come on, call like an eagle.
Zookeeper.
Let's do it!
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
The fur.
The whole club's looking better.
Shut up.
She is the fur. She is the fur.
All right, Zookeeper. You could tell, obviously, the animals get out. He's got to contain what's going on there. And you can imagine the scenarios he gets himself into. I have a feeling this will be pretty good at the box office. Might be tops at the box office this week. You go from that movie to another one that might strike a chord as well. Completely different from Zookeeper, which would be more a kid's movie, to a movie called, oh, I love this title, Horrible Bosses. Take a listen.
You want
it? It's 8:15 a.m.
It's 18-year-old scotch.
If you want a promotion, you got to earn it.
Did I tell you that Harkin tricked me into having a drink at 8 o'clock this morning?
I thought he was going to give you a promotion.
Yeah, no, he is.
I have decided who I want to be our new vice president of sales. Me.
What do you say?
Nick, please, we're in the middle of a meeting. That's all right. I'll just attribute this to your drinking problem.
Unless your boss isn't sexually harassing you.
Let's see if this thing's working. Oh! I'm sorry. I'm a squirter, Dale.
You know, yours doesn't sound that bad.
We need to trim some of the fat.
What do you mean by trim the fat?
I want you to fire the fat people. They're lazy and they're slow and they make me sad to look at.
You can start with Large Marge.
Marge, can you come in here, please?
What?
You would have to admit our lives would be easier if our bosses weren't alive.
You can fire Professor Xavier.
You mean Hank?
Creeps me out, rolling around all day in a special little secret chair.
I don't care how bad our bosses are. We're not murderers.
Oh, Dale, you know that I like to fool around. This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
You know what? That's crossing the line.
I'm in.
Okay, so let's do this.
We gotta hire a professional.
I'm gonna be your murder consultant.
Word.
You want to pull off a brilliant murder? It's that like it's an accident.
Ah!
You gotta be smart.
I'm gonna honk the horn 6 times.
Something much more subtle.
4 honks?
Can you honk once?
People honk once all the time. You're gonna be running in and out of the house.
I know it's you, Mom. I know it's you. I'm invulnerable.
Peanuts? That's a peanut butter sandwich. Are you not good with peanuts?
Whoa. Peanuts.
What about Little Jabs?
My boss, who you're planning to kill, is dying in front of you and you saved his life?
Well, that sounds bad when you say it like that.
I was surveilling your boss. She was incredibly
Don't talk about how I see you.
She makes herself a little snack, a popsicle, a banana, and finally, a hot dog. And eating him in that weird order, that's not a proper meal.
It's cold to hunt.
I can crush you anytime I want.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
Explain why you went 61 in a 25 zone.
I was drag racing.
In a Prius.
I don't win a lot.
Ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
All right, pretty obvious what that's about. There's a lot of famous people in it. Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, Colin Farrell, Jamie Foxx, Kevin Spacey, Donald Sutherland, and... the movie, I love this description that I read on a website. This sums it up. It's rated R for crude sexual content, pervasive language, and some drug material. So you be the judge on whether or not this is a movie you want to see. It actually didn't look that bad from the clips that I had seen and from what you heard there. The premise is brilliant because it strikes a chord with so many people who would love to get away from horrible bosses. The title's perfect. How about this one? Beats, Rhythms, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. That's another one that's coming out. Fading of the Cries, that's another one that's out this week as well. And then I am a big fan of John Carpenter's. I like his movies, and this is called The Ward. Take a listen.
What's your name? Kristen.
Welcome to the ward, your new home.
Why am I here? You can't get them to tell you anything. Sometimes they take people away and they don't come back. If I were you, I'd watch out, new girl. A ghost in here.
I'm sure you believe you saw what you say.
I'm not crazy. She's the last one that got out. She's one of us, but she's gone now. And now she's going to kill us all.
You've got to deal with them.
We have to get out of here. Yeah! So bad, was it?
All right, so you got a troubled woman who is held against her will in a remote ward of a psychiatric hospital. Ooh. She's disoriented, doesn't know why she's there. You get the gist of this, and you heard some of the screams and whatnot. Suspense, horror, thriller, John Carpenter. Remember the Halloween flicks? I didn't like them as they went on and on, but the first one was just brilliant. So if you go back and watch that, he is an interesting filmmaker. I love the way this guy directs. That movie might find a chord with some people. It's been rated pretty highly by those who... rate films, so for what it's worth, but most likely Zookeeper is tops at the box office. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Newsboy standing on a corner, somebody
welcome to this version of Odds and Ends here on ATN for this hour. Odds and Ends basically means, geez, there's so much happening across the nation. And we always say it's about water cooler buzz in our backyards and how many of the flyover states we are thankful for our affiliates of America tonight. Many of you in Michigan listening to us. I have friends from this area and actually a few friends who live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they had a horrific thing that happened when a man decided to go on a shooting spree. It happened about midday. Seven people died, including two kids, which is just awful. He shot and killed himself, so again, the coward takes himself out of this. I mean, hours and hours this went on. Two hostages were able to get away unharmed. I mean, that's, I guess, the only bright spot in this. And we had a Sergeant Wu who talked about initially some of the things that had happened and what it was like when this all went down.
We don't have a motive at this time. We do know that the victims in the two separate addresses did have a personal relationship with Mr. Danzler. We have a suspect in at least two shootings in the city of Grand Rapids. The shootings, we have a total of seven victims at this point. He's a black male, about 6'3", 260 to 270 pounds, 34 years of age, unknown clothing right now. He was last seen driving a tan 2003 Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, so they were hot on his trail, and ultimately, like I said, Roderick Shante Danzler is his name. Just 34 years old, had three hostages, released a couple, like I said, and had gone to a couple of different places. They warned people to stay in their houses. All of this was unfolding, and the cops went on a wild chase. They tore through Grand Rapids downtown. You never know. You're there. You look up, and you see the cars go, and you think, wow, I wonder what happened there. And unfortunately, at one point during the chase, he crossed a grass median and drove the wrong way down the highway while all these police cars were hot after him. And they closed the highway down. Some of you know this, of course, I-96. And you had a couple of people that were shot when Dantzler tried to fire back at the cops during the chase. But luckily, they were people who didn't have life-threatening injuries, because some of the gunshots pelted the windshield of a couple of cars, also hit the police cruisers that were after him, but no officers were hit that time either. The chase ended when he crashed his car in a ditch, then he ran on foot. He was pursued. It's just so, I wish they could have brought him down. I mean, literally, just squelched him, jumped on top of him so that he has to face the music on this one, but that's not to be. I mean, the SWAT team went after him and all of that, and by the time it was all over, he was all over. And this seems to be a domestic violence thing. And this is a cat who had a little bit of a rap sheet. He had felony burglary and damage to property that goes back more than 10 years ago. He had a felony assault and a few other things, too. But, wow, what a terrible thing to rip open that town and to also almost take out a couple of innocent people who were in the middle of this with the chase and whatnot. But ultimately, it's the motive. See, we go back to that same thing, but they don't know what the motive was. Assuming that this is domestic violence, however, it has to be, it would be something related to that. But boy, everybody was on their heels, from what I understand, in Michigan, and you hate when you hear that. And when I heard that something was going on in Michigan, I mean, what's the first thing you automatically think? Seven people killed, gunman goes crazy. Let's say you just know a few quick little sentences that are strung together that are read in some newscast somewhere and there's not a lot of details flushed out. I mean, I hate to say it, what's the first thing you think? School! Oh my God, the guy's in a school. I can't believe it. Another school. Is it an elementary school? Where are they talking? I mean, that's the first thing you think. And like I said, now more details will hopefully come out of this. I mean, he apparently didn't leave any kind of a note or anything. It was just one of those emotional trigger moments where the guy with a hot flash temper went off and took a bunch of people with him. It's too bad that when they went after him on foot, that they weren't able to just knock him down and take him out. But watching that cruiser go in the wrong direction, can you imagine? Oh, that you're on that highway and that happens, and you've got that many police cars. It is so lucky that something else, even more tragic from the highway point of view, didn't happen. Because you had, you know, 7, 8, I guess, at one point, cars, flashing lights, full tilt, you know, what I call full tilt, your foot is to the floor. And their foot was to the floor. They were trying to get this guy. They were trying to knock him down. And here he was going all that way down the wrong road, on the road going the wrong way. So he took himself out. He committed suicide. So there's no justice that's going to be served up there, because I call that the chicken way, taking yourself out after you do something like that. Wow. Jeff in Oregon, you have the floor. Welcome to America Time.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, what do you think of Boeing? I went to Boeing in Seattle.
Well, when you say, what do I think of Boeing, I think it provides a lot of jobs for a lot of people, and it's huge in Seattle. It's a big moneymaker for that town. The more contracts and work they get, the better for Seattle. I've never been there. I've seen pictures of it, and I hear it's just an incredible facility. So you took a tour, so you know. What can you tell us about it?
It's pretty neat. They got the luxury liner coming out, 787. It's the new one they're testing right now.
Really?
And cool. The guy, the original Bill Boyne, he's from Michigan, Detroit area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Detroit.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's
very good.
What I did in Seattle, and I went
that's
out and
neat.
Faced it up, but the Boyne was pretty neat when I went there.
Cool. Cool. I'm glad you got to do that. So you went to Boeing, and did you have a chance, people listening to us, I've talked about this before, the University of Washington's a neat campus. Did you have a chance to go anywhere near there?
Yes,
no?
We did. We seen it from Space Needle, too, Kate.
Oh, Space Needle. You have to go to the Space Needle. So you got the whole view. It's so beautiful, so green up there. Now, you're from Portland, so you know you live in Portland, and there's a lot of green up and down that whole coastline. But you got the best view right there.
Yeah, and they got a bay named after my dad, too. They told me named Elliott Bay.
Elliott Bay. Wonder if it jumps into Puget Sound. That's cool.
That's pretty neat. We went to Puget Sound, too, Kate. We went for hikes on the mountains there.
Yeah. I spent some time at Puget Sound. It's
Lake Union.
A lot of people live. There's some people that live in houseboats there that are just, you know, connected to the land. It's neat.
Hey, Kate, can you tell the people what I do? People have been asking
Special
me.
Olympics. For
special
people listening, he's a Special Olympian, and he's met a lot of special people along the way that famous people that have given you a lot of attaboys, and you've competed in several different things. What's your next event coming up? What are you doing next? Anything?
Actually, I think it's going to be skiing, cross-country skiing already.
Sweet.
I'm going to Michigan in October.
Then you know what? You can just practice, because right now you don't have any snow to deal with, but you will in a few months. Before you know it, we're halfway through the summer, and then we're into the fall, and the snow starts to dump, and you get to compete. That's cool.
Yeah, and I get the, I was telling my coach about your show. She said, that sounds cool.
You have to have one of those coaches call the show. Hey, Jeff, thanks for sharing with us about Seattle. We appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to America Tonight and spreading the word. Thanks, Jeffrey. What a nice guy, and he gets a chance to go and see some interesting parts of the country. Seattle, I've been to just a few times and really enjoyed myself there. As I just said to Jeff, the thing that's amazing about Seattle, you know, it's about landscapes in this country. Some of you are living in the desert listening. Some of you are living out in the country somewhere where you've got, you know what I'm talking about, the green and the trees. And when you're looking for green, boy, that really is that area. We played golf one day, and people keep talking about the rain and how, oh, the rain, you can't do anything. But honestly, the whole time I was there, it was just very misty, and then would clear up. So that didn't seem to be a problem. In fact, I'd say in Florida I've had more things that were canceled because of rain than the few times that I had gone to Seattle. All right, of course, as I said, odds and ends in talking about that, what happened in Grand Rapids, terrible thing. Got a quick email here from John who says, Kate, I live in the area, and you're right, that's all anyone was talking about. And there was a lot of misinformation in the beginning because it happened so fast as to where he was, what part of the city. You talked about staying off the highway and then shutting it down. And, of course, driving the wrong way, and the thought was that he was trying to duck and find cover somewhere. And then ultimately, the one thing that you mentioned that happened, of course, is the fact that he killed himself in the end. But for hours, that was playing out in Grand Rapids. It was a really scary day because, as you know, we would describe ourselves as a medium-sized city. And the medium-sized city was definitely alerted to the fact that there was a gunman on the loose. Yeah, when you start to get those, I call them the staccato reports, because it's just a little bit of information because no one knows it's happening at the time. You're not really sure where he's going, what happened, who it is, because there was no names released until the end of that whole thing. Hang with us. Speaking of emails, we're going to check them next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AquaDotCom. Purify your life today.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We started off the hour talking about Casey Anthony. Originally, they were saying she would be released from jail, her get-out-of-jail card for killing her daughter. Oops, no, she was acquitted of that. July 13th, but it's not going to be the 13th, it's going to be the 17th. Somebody didn't know how to add, and they figured it out. The judge gave her a year for each one of the counts of lying to law enforcement, because remember they were on a wild goose chase trying to find Kaylee. She told them a couple of different twisted stories. So they nailed her for that, but she had already been in prison and then got the good behavior. So the 17th is when she gets out. That's it. The 17th is when she gets out. That's going to be an interesting day. Guaranteed there'll be a swarm of television cameras in her face as she comes out of the prison. I'm sure that they have a back route where they can take her out, but everybody finds out those spots and they'll track her down. Will she stay in her home now? Will she move someplace else? I mean, there's all kinds of speculation with Casey Anthony, and we've talked about it now for a couple of days, so you get it. Even over the jury and whether or not their name should be released, because the judge could have released them and decided, now I got to have things cool off. I want a cooling off period, and then I'll think about releasing them. And I think he will. This judge will do that, I believe. But not today. And not while the story is so explosive. And I think that's what he means by the cooling off. And then, of course, we talked about what's happening in Washington, which is very, very big. Because while Casey Anthony might infuriate you or say, well, that's the legal system, The one thing that will affect you is what's going on with the debt ceiling. People keep saying, what is the, somebody said to me the other day, what is a debt ceiling? Well, of course, you know we're in debt up to our eyeballs, $14 trillion plus, and it's the money we borrow that we have to pay on. We're paying on so much interest, it's crazy, right? And just like any of us, do you want to default on the loan? Well, that's what happens, and it means that you have to raise the debt ceiling so that you can borrow more money and add to that sick, sad number that we have hanging over the future of the United States. But apparently, with a little give and take, there may be a deal. We'll know for sure, and we're on the air on Sunday, we'll know for sure on Sunday whether or not a deal is going to be made between the Democrats and the Republicans. I've heard that actually, even though they're saying they're getting closer, that they're still far apart on this. They're going to work through the weekend. They're going to try to avoid the default. The Republicans are saying that they're willing to look at closing some of the tax loopholes. The Democrats are saying that they're going to look at Medicaid and Medicare and look at Social Security, which, of course, were programs they weren't going to touch before, but it would only affect people on the higher end when it came to, like, cost of living. So, you know, cost of living, they haven't had it in 2 years, and everything else just seems to shoot up. So how much money can they really actually make on all of that? And the answer is it's just a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of money that they have to make up. But regardless, are they going to come up with something? It seems as though they may come up with something. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Yes, indeed. This one is from Hannah Carroll. Hannah writes, Kate, oh, I am so sick of the whole Casey Anthony thing. I think you did a beautiful job in the way you handled it. I agree with you. I think she did it, but you look at the system that we're in, and the system says innocent until proven guilty. So innocent until proven guilty means the prosecution somehow did not do their job. I don't know that maybe I'm being too hard. I don't know. It's about not doing their job. And he goes on to say a few other things. I think it's more that they reached a little bit too high, and I believe that you said something about that. So I would have to say that I agree with that. All right. The reason I was kind of pausing there is because there was a lot of hyphenated things throwing off into, okay, transition into another thought. But the gist of it is what you just heard there. And, yeah, we haven't heard the last of the whole Casey Anthony saga because I'm sure something else is going to come out of this. It's just a question of, you know what that may be, whether it's movies, whether it's some other kind of form of publicity for the family, for her, and then people will react to that. And, of course, her getting out on the 17th will be a big deal, and it's not done, hardly. It's not done. So let's move on to another one. This one is from Jib Jab. Oh, I like that. Jib Jab are those funny videos, by the way. Hey, I hope you get the Jib Jab meaning, wink, wink. Yeah, I do get the Jib Jab meaning. I think that all of us are so weary of this whole Casey Anthony thing. She's going to burn in hell, as she should. Hate to be judgmental, but nobody seems to give a crap about the little girl. Why is that, Kate? I don't understand. Explain. Yeah, my take was the same. Is sure, we can sit here and analyze what the jury said and who are the jurors and how they arrive at that and reasonable doubt and, oh, she seemed like in those pictures that she was so happy, as people called up and said. But in the end, the fact remains that a two-year-old girl died. Now somebody killed her. She was just thrown on the side of the highway in Florida. And, geez, we'll never really know what happened. You just sort of move on from there. You know, I think it'd be very tough to be a family member and deal with this. The Anthony family's got their dysfunction, out the yang. But I believe they all know what happened. I think of families, and whether it's unsaid or said or whatever, I think they know what happened, and they all have to carry that around, and that's the end of the line for this. So there is no true justice for Kaylee Anthony. And when people are comparing the O.J. Simpson trial and what happened with him, there are big differences between these two. But the one thing you can say is, okay, so two people were slaughtered, and it's like a cold case. Oh, well, geez, he's acquitted. He didn't do it. Well, then let's get the real murderers. Remember the jokes about that? So you don't know what the end is. You don't know what happened. There is no closure as to what happened in the end of the story. And you can see why that would be tough for the Goldman family and why Ronald Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, he just is off the hook when he talks about O.J. Simpson because, imagine it was his son, his only son, and there's really no retribution other than the fact that Simpson is in prison now, but not in prison for the murder of his son. And for all those years, he watched and saw what was happening and couldn't do enough to pursue it, couldn't do enough to pursue going after him. In this case, well, these are all family members, so nobody in the family, I believe, goes after Casey Anthony. They probably have an estrangement since the parents didn't seem to go up to her and hug her or say that, you know, they're happy it's done or any of that. None of that happened in that courtroom, so where do they go from there? That's who knows. All right, here's another one. This one, something different. This one's from Gary Alexander. And Gary says, Kate, I've been a long time and faithful listener of America Tonight. You're talking about Social Security being on the table and the fact that the president and the Republicans are looking at a deal. What does it really mean, though, for people who rely on Social Security to pay their bills, to put food on the table, that kind of thing, cost of living? What do you think happens there? Oh, I can speculate all day long and look into Kate crystal ball, and the answer is I don't know. I when I say I don't know, they're talking about changes in the benefits. They're talking about tax reform. They're talking about user fees. And when they talk about the benefits, well, supposedly, for people who are already getting it, don't worry, you'll be okay. I mean, are they going to raise the retirement age? Are they going to accept whatever changes are in inflation and use those calculations? Are they going to, would that reduce benefits? What do they do to the architecture, basically, of Social Security? And I can't answer that because I wasn't in the room. I know that there some of the things they're considering, and one of them was the cost of living and looking at that and looking at the higher end of the scale versus the lower end of the scale. But sure, when you hear that they're going to jack with Social Security or could jack, and that's a big part of it, and you're relying on it, yeah, it doesn't make you feel comfortable, right? Of course it doesn't. I mean, it's pretty thorny. How do you cut Social Security? How do you raise user fees? What's fair? What's not fair? Yeah. I'd love to be a fly on the wall, I'll tell you. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. You know how to do it. Hit the email, click, and you're in.